Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Jesse and Jules.
And the big news coming up this weekend is the royal wedding. And it's hard to escape it. It's online. It's on the TVs. It's everywhere. But what is going on the ground in London? I thought it'd be nice to talk to someone who's actually there. Heidi Anderson, former host of this brekkie show, now works for Hit 92.9 up in Perth. You guys are on the ground in London. How are you, mate?
Hello, mate. I don't have anything else to do. I'm not preparing for the big day or anything.
I know. You can't possibly be busy. You've got plenty of time. You're on holidays, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The first thing I want to ask you, what's it like being in London? Like, you're right there. Is the vibe, is it like an Olympics? Is there just people everywhere?
No, underwhelming.
Really underwhelming?
Yes, because the locals are conflicted about whether they're Team Harry or Team Meghan. And I say the team because some people are saying that she's in doing the greatest acting role of her life and she's going to screw Harry over. And then what about all of us taxpayers paying the money? And then you have the tourists who are all flown in from all over the world who are just super pumped and really excited and want to talk to the locals all about it. And the locals are just like, yeah, it's another royal thing. Like, yeah.
Oh, but, wow. So people are not stoked about it.
People aren't stoked. We found that the locals are really like, oh, it's just another, just another royal wedding. Like Prince William and Princess Catherine, they had 6,000 people at their wedding, whereas Harry and Meghan are having 600 people. And like I said, I feel like they've done it all before and they're just really annoyed that they're paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for it. Like, I met this guy having coffee tonight and he was not impressed. But he was well impressed that we took the 17-hour flight here just to be a part of it.
Yeah. So they're, man, that's so interesting that they haven't, that they're not all about it, because I feel like the rest of the world, we are just hanging out to see this.
Yeah. Exactly. So all the tourists and all everyone from our show are on the streets, like, you know, trying to talk to the people of London and get stuff. And everyone's just kind of like, she looks miserable, doesn't she? And, you know, her dad and family have obviously really taken the limelight.
Yeah, what do they think of that? The Markle family drama.
It's just, do you know what I'm reading in a lot of the papers? That they're not happy with whoever's doing the PR for Kensington Palace, so
yeah.
And Buckingham Palace. So it's pretty funny reading all the tabloids, and there's obviously a story about Meghan Markle's family every single day.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are really, really close at the moment, obviously. Where are you going to be watching from?
So Ryan and I are going to be doing a show, if you listen to Hit 929, little cheeky plug. On Saturday, we'll be doing our show live from the hotel room by Xavier Ellis, former West Coast Eagle and Hawks super sensation, is going to be at Windsor Castle himself, drinking beers, toasting the happily married couple.
Oh, no way. So how is he allowed to do that?
Well, he's just going to be sitting in a pub at Windsor.
Oh, okay. So he's not actually there. Yeah, right.
Got you, Jesse.
Okay. You're getting married soon as well. I want to ask you this. You're getting married soon as well. Got any tips from the royal wedding?
The tips for me would be to sell, you know, to the West Australian and have them pay for my wedding.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the smart thing to do.
And
but
create
a
drama.
I'm just thankful that I don't have any crazy family members, although they'd make really good content for a radio show.
I was going to say, mate, like, if you could just wind them up to, like, some drama about you walking down the aisle, you could do pretty well out of this.
I need to go find myself a brother who runs a cannabis farm down south.
Yeah. See, there you go, mate. So you have learned things from this trip.
I've learned something. Not to be Meghan Markle.
Yes, yeah. Mate, thank you very much. I know you guys are super busy over there at the moment, but thanks very much for chatting with us and giving us a bit of insider goss on what's going on in London.
No worries, mate. You know I love coming back on Hit FM any day, my friend.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Jesse with this morning. Unfortunately, no Jules, but I have managed to find myself a friend, Kaz.
Hey.
Say hi to everyone.
Hey, everyone.
Now, Kaz works in the building with us, and the reason you're in today, mate, is because you're a mum, and you and I were talking about words that you substitute when you don't want to say a naughty word in front of the kids. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what was your fave? What was your go-to?
My fave is Flippin' Breadsticks.
Flippin' Breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your little boy, how old is he?
He's seven.
He's seven, and he's repeated that one, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's used it in full context. It's awesome.
Perfect execution.
Yeah.
Give him a 10.
Yeah.
but he will probably say that in front of the kids at school and stuff
as
well.
Oh, yeah. In public. And so do I, you know, at work.
Because once you're in the habit.
Oh, that's it.
That's you know, it. Flippin' Breadsticks. That's it. It's a commitment for life. So we did put it out on 13, 12, 16. What are the words you substitute? Now, Lisa from Albany, what's your substitute word?
Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Oh, that's classy.
You like that one, Kaz?
Yeah, I like that.
Now, Casablanca is, it doesn't quite roll off the tongue, but can you use it for me in a sentence?
Oh, sometimes when I'm driving and people are being really, Casablanca. You're being stupid. You're not.
Yeah. No, I like that, Lisa.
That's good.
Very much.
I've got to watch everything I say because my son's got autism. So I've got that added. So,
yeah, well, Kaz,
kind of a pro.
Kaz, will you use Casablanca with
your
kids?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I think that's great.
Casablanca's awesome. A great one. Lisa, yeah. Thanks so much for
Thank
the call.
You.
And enjoy your Casablanca day, mate. See you later. Gary from Bunbury, what word do you use, mate?
We got three little ones that like to repeat everything, and we use the word cucumber.
Oh, cucumber. Yes. Okay. Yes. Can you use it in a sentence for me? Give me an example.
It replaces quite a foul word that we don't like our three-year-old to repeat. But, yeah, when he's been a little terror, he's a little bit of a cucumber every now and again.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, has he repeated the cucumber word at all?
He most certainly has, but in its proper content.
Oh, really?
So
it hasn't 100% worked for you. But
no,
does he,
not quite.
Does he use it? Does he have the right timing and context and everything?
He most certainly does,
yeah.
Especially with a little bit of road rage happening.
Oh, great.
They pick up the best gear. Kaz, will you give the cucumber a go?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I've got a friend that uses that, but in Italian.
Oh, yeah. Cucumber.
Yeah, so she says chuchulo.
Chuchulo.
I think that's it, yeah.
There you go. Hey, Gary, can you give chuchulo a run for us next time, mate?
Yeah, I'll definitely give it a try.
Beautiful. Gary, thanks for the call today, mate. Have a good Friday.
Not a problem. You too, guys.
See you later, mate.
Bye.
There you go, Kaz. There's a couple of suggestions for you, mate. Chuchulo.
Yeah, chuchulo.
Cucumber.
Yeah. Cucumber, yeah. Casablanca. Well,
Casablanca,
that's
I like.
So classy.
A lot of C word ones in there.
Yeah.
Casablanca. Casablanca is my fave.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM. The best show featuring a guy called Jesse and a girl called Jules. Probably.
Unfortunately, no Jules. She is away today, but that means that Shoey Tipping rests wholly and solely with you, WA. You get to make the call this morning. I chucked it out on 13, 12, 16 for anyone who wants to tip for Jules. Now, Troy from Bunbury, how's your footy tipping, mate?
But my footy tipping's not really flash, so hopefully it works for
her. Nah, mate, that's perfect. If your footy tipping's bad, that means I have more chance of winning. And I would love to get a win in Shoey Tipping, mate. I don't want to down any more of that horrible gear. So, let's talk, first of all, Saturday. Are you a Dockers man or a West Coast man?
No, I'm none of them. I'm not going to tell you who I back for, but
okay, fair enough. Let's go with the Dockers game first. They're playing the Swannies over at the SCG, 5:25 Saturday afternoon. What do you reckon?
I don't mind the Dockers, but I reckon the Sydney will be too strong.
Okay, alrighty, cool. So let's go West Coast versus Richmond, 2:40 Sunday afternoon at Optus Stadium at home for the Eagles. What do you reckon?
I think I have to pick West Coast.
You're going with West Coast. Okay, cool. So that's what I've tipped as well. I've gone Sydney and West Coast. So let's go margin here, right? So that's going to split us. I'll let you go first. How much? So basically it'll be whoever gets the closest. We'll do the West Coast game. What do you reckon the margin will be to West Coast?
I reckon it'll be a very close game. I reckon 10 points.
10 points to West Coast?
Yep.
Alrighty. I reckon you're pretty right. So I'm going to go 20 points to West Coast, which is not a good idea, I don't think.
No.
Because if Richmond win, then you get the win here. Well, Jules does. But if West Coast obviously win by 20 or more, or if I get closer. So my odds are narrow, but I'm going with it anyway. So, yep. Troy, you're basically responsible for how Jules goes this weekend.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to wish you luck, mate, because I don't have to do the shoey. So, but thank you very much for the call this morning, mate.
No worries.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
We're talking royals because obviously the big royal wedding on this weekend. And I thought I'd go through some of the weirder merch that has come out of this massive event over in the UK. Lots of different companies jumping on the bandwagon trying to make a little bit extra coin out of the royal wedding branding. And here are some of the best ones that I've found. KFC jumped on board with what they have called the Royal Wedding Bucket. And one of their spokespersons said, as soon as they found out that Prince Harry proposed over a roast chicken, they knew that they were in here. So if you were in the UK right now, you could get yourself a Royal Wedding Bucket, which I just don't find that royal, but it could be all right. Mini, the car manufacturer, have come up with a mini hatch, which has got a rooftop painting, one of the special paintings that goes over the roof, and that combines the British and US flags. It also has inscriptions that say Meghan loves Harry and love is all you need. I mean, love is all you need is quite nice. Meghan loves Harry on your car is probably a little bit odd, but I'm sure they'll sell a bunch of those. You can also get Crown Jewels condoms as well, which is apparently tailored to a regal fit, which I think is just a bit much. But then there's also sushi, a sushi restaurant chain called Itsu have made a sushi lunchbox called When Harry Met Meghan. And I don't know that any of the stuff in that lunchbox has anything to do with Meghan and Harry, but they're certainly working in the marketing. So it is absolutely everywhere, from the normal royal wedding teacups and that kind of stuff to KFC. It is absolutely all over the place, and I'm sure you'll see heaps of it this weekend on the TV as well. The royal wedding, it is on Saturday. I think it starts around, TV coverage is looking like it's starting around about 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoon.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Come across a pretty cool story about a little bit of charity from a group of Aussie blokes who decided over a few beers one day that they wanted to go to Splendor in the Grass over in Byron Bay on the East Coast, and they're going to do it in a very different way. One of those blokes is Will. Will joins me right now. Mate, how are you getting there?
We're actually riding postie bikes all the way over from here in WA all the way over to Byron Bay there. So
that's all, what is that, almost 4,500 kilometres?
Yeah, so for us in Perth, it's 4,500, and the guys from Albany is a bit less, so yeah, a long way.
Now, along this trip, who are you raising money for, mate?
Well, it's Black Dog Ride is who we're raising it
yep.
for. So they're a mental health charity that sort of promote awareness of depression and mental health related things, as well as suicide awareness.
Now, you guys are obviously going to be stopping along a lot of places along the way across Australia. You got a group of five of you, is that right?
Yeah, so five of us are riding and one's in a support vehicle.
Right, okay. Mate, I got to ask, almost 4,500 kilometres on a postie bike, are you a little bit concerned about the comfort factor?
A little bit, but it should be fine. I've had quite a bit of experience riding bikes over the years, and myself and Reese, one of the other guys coming, actually, we spent 2 months on motorcycles around India, so we're sort of quite accustomed
to it. Oh, right.
So.
Yeah, so you're pretty well prepared. So, mate, what kind of cruising speed are you sitting on across Australia? Do you get up to 100 km an hour on the postie bike?
We're pushing it. I did a test run down to Bunbury for Groove and the Move the other weekend, and I was sort of sitting on about 80 km. So if we can sit on that most of the way, I'm going to be pretty happy.
Well, on the plus side, that's kind of cruise control, right? As you just have a flat out the whole time. It doesn't really
yeah.
matter. When were people expecting you to leave? Because Splendor's not for a little while yet. So when are you planning on leaving?
7th of July is the date that we're going to be leaving Albany. And we've got ourselves sort of 11 to 13 days to get over to Byron just in time for the gates to open at Splendor and go over there. So,
alrighty. And anyone that does want to get on and support you guys, where can they go to donate?
The easiest way is to find us through our Facebook page, which is Post Me to Splendour. Now, Splendour's D-O-U-R.
Yep.
Spelled slightly differently. But have a look on there. The link to the Black Dog Ride donation page is on there, and they can donate and write us a message, like us on Facebook or whatever, and follow us on our adventure over there.
Yeah, mate, I've gone on, liked your page. I reckon five blokes crossing the Nullarbor on some posty bikes. I'm expecting to see some pretty entertaining gear out of you boys. So, yeah. But, mate, thank you for what you're doing. It looks like it's going to be an awesome trip for you and the guys, and I think it'll be fun for us to all follow, and also the added bonus that you guys are, or the main reason that you're doing it, that you're raising awareness for mental health and also raising some money for it. So thanks very much, mate, and we'll try and catch up with you a bit later, but go well in the lead-up to it.
Not a problem, thank you. I'm sure we'll keep in touch.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules Catch-Up on Hit FM.